الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رحمة للعالمين وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا إمام الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد الحمد لله we are fortunate that we have forsaken the world and come here into the beautiful sanctuary blessed home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to glorify and praise Him to seek His pardon and protection and refuge and to praise the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bask in the light that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek a portion of the mercy of rahmatan lil alameen to illuminate our hearts and to transform our lives on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. May Allah azza wa jal accept our sincere efforts and our attendance here today and make it a means for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this noble day of Jumu'ah. Previously, we began our discussion on the importance of maintaining relationships, on how delicate they are, and how important they are, and how strong they are when we remain close to one another, and how they will become a means for our longevity, in our health, in our provision, our sustenance in the dunya, and they will also become a means for our success in the hereafter, because these rishte, as we mentioned, these relationships, these connections have not been made by me and you, but rather they were made by Ar-Rahman, made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal never makes a mistake, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do anything accidentally. So therefore all of our relationships are therefore with intent and purpose, with a goal and objective for us to learn from every single one of our family members and those people who are near to us, for us to either grow and become stronger, or for us to go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the points that we discussed previously on Jumu'ah was the importance of maintaining our family relationships. And we learned from the Qur'an and Sunnah that it is not an option, it is not a choice for us to decide whether we maintain our relationships with our brothers and sisters, our parents or our cousins, but no, it is an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to maintain them. And those who break them, doesn't mean we also break in response, but no, we try to maintain to the best of our ability. To strengthen our relationship with our family members, our immediate family members and the extended, by giving the best of what we have, the best of our patience and compassion, of our experience and time and quality, everything, the best that we have, to give it to our family members, and not just to give the best of what we have to our colleagues and acquaintances and friends, but rather the best to our family, which is what the Prophet ﷺ did. And then to have a healthy heart, to have a healthy mind, to have a healthy home and a healthy society. And all of this comes about by sharing peace with one another, by agreeing to disagree, even though you may not necessarily see things in the same way, but again, maintaining peace within your home and within your community and society. To share with one another your time, your experience, as well as your food and your wealth. And to maintain those ties of community, and also to engage collectively in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why it is not just a coincidence that we gather again and again, five times a day, every single day. It's not a coincidence we just gather here on the day of Jumu'ah. This is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as we strengthen our familial ties, our family ties with one another, we also need to strengthen our community ties with one another as we stand shoulder to shoulder before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though circumstances may fluctuate in our lives, where we may disagree with others, end up having a dispute or a fight with others, nevertheless, we should not be the ones who are delaying the healing process for ourselves and our heart, or delaying the healing process in our relationship with other family members. We should be at the forefront to fix our rishte and our relationships to the best of our abilities, so that that horridness or that horribleness or that rancid nature within our heart or our mind does not spread in our heart and our minds, but rather we are able to heal within ourselves and also heal our family members. And to not allow our emotions, our anger, our frustration, to break down our relationship, but rather we must always be just with one another. Whether it is your own mother, your father, your siblings, your family members, whoever it may be, when it comes to justice, we must be equal in distributing our justice, and we must be just in all of our affairs, irrespective of who the relationships will be with. And we also learn that, yes, all of these things doesn't mean that we should tolerate abuse from other people. If they are swearing and shouting or abusing us or physically attacking us, we should not tolerate this. But at the same time, we should look at the prophetic method of how he confronted these people, to be still respectful and mindful. And then, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That if people are still being aggressive towards you, to be respectful and mindful and move forward in a respectful and dignified way. And these are the important aspects that we need to make sure that we maintain, make sure that we consider and fulfill to the best of our abilities, because rishte are there. We can't leave this world, we can't leave this country, we still will end up bumping into one another, and we still have to account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the relationships that we broke just because we didn't get on with other people or due to their personal hang-ups, etc. So now, insha'Allahul Aziz, today we come on to a more important aspect of a relationship that all of us must have. We talked about the pyramid last week on Jumu'ah, how our primary relationship is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then our relationship is with our people, our family, our friends. So if ask yourself this very question at the beginning, that how is the quality of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the consistency that you maintain your relationship with? How much effort do you exert in maintaining this rishta, this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just like your mother or your father or your siblings or other people that you interact with, you have to maintain a healthy communication with them. You have to constantly be engaged with them, because you know there will come a time where you will need something, or they will need something, or you will have to do something that you may like or dislike. Nevertheless, we are always there in each other's faces. and we have to maintain those rishte to the best of our ability. But what about the most important relationship that we have, which is none other with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, our Lord, the one who gave us life, the one who gave us a soul, the one who gave us a body, the one who gave us limbs, the one who gave us food and sustenance and rizq, and everything else that we have is none other from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything comes from Allah azza wa jal. So what is the quality of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do you maintain this? How much do you nurture your relationship? More importantly, how much do you protect your relationship with Allah azza wa jal? We are always there to protect the honor and the izzah of our family, our parents, especially our children, or those people that we are near and dear to, those people that we respect, especially those people who have done some form of ihsan and favor upon us. But how are we in protecting and nurturing and maintaining our iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship with Allah azza wa jal? How are we in our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we don't say thank you towards our parents, or if our children don't say thank you to us, we feel it. That I've done so much for you, I wake up early, I go to work, I sacrifice my time, my health, my wealth, everything for you. I provide for you, I nurture you, I do all of these things. And when our children are ungrateful, we truly feel it. We feel hurt, we feel the pain. But how is it that we overlook all of these same emotions when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the giver of life, who is the giver of rizq, who is the giver of refuge and protection and salvation, who is the one who forgives us for all of our sins and our transgressions? How is our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal? How is our relationship with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the true people of iman in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That those people of true iman, of true sincerity and conviction, those people who appreciate who they are and where they came from and how they are, whatever they are in their life, those people of true iman, ashaddu hubban lillah, they are in great zeal or in great capacity, or, and they were really, really severe in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Far greater than their love for their own children, far greater than their love for their own parents, far greater than their love for their wealth and for all of these other things. All of that aside, none of that is meaningful in comparison to their love, their devotion, their conviction, and their appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ask yourselves this same question: where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come on that scale? Where is He on that spectrum? Because first and foremost, we love ourselves the most, and we do everything that we can to protect ourselves and to fulfill ourselves and our desires. And then it is our spouse or our parents or our children. And then whatever little that we have remaining, we become once a week on Jumu'ah, or perhaps once a day for Salah, or we spend just enough time to read our Fard and that's it, we need to go. If you love somebody, you love spending time with that person. You love coming early and sitting, and you love learning about every single aspect of that person. Imagine you have somebody and you say that, and you share this, that you love that individual. Then they will say, well, what do you love about that individual? And then you will describe their beauty, then you will describe their character, you will describe their description, and all of their various other attributes, etc. You will describe their inner and their outer qualities and the reasons why you are in love with them. So ask yourself, how much can you describe the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jalal and the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many names and attributes and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you know? How much of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you know? How much have you memorized it? How much do you follow in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because when you fall in love with somebody and claim to love that individual, then whatever they say, you embark upon that journey and you fulfill their commands to the best of your ability. So if we truly have this claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how much do we know Him, His names, His attributes? How much do we recount His favors and His blessings? How patient are we when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trials and tests us, when He takes things away, when He gives things? How are we in our turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our tawbah and istighfar, in our forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are we in giving back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling His commands? For those people who truly love Allah Azza wa Jal, then we know in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes His awliya, His true friends, those people of ilm, those people of taqwa, those people of tahara, those people of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the siddiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the shuhada and the saliheen, the zakireen, the sabireen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these people who have truly fell in love with Him. They are dedicating their nights and their days, and they are walking and they are talking and they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we claim to love Allah azza wa jal, but we don't have any evidence to support our claim. We can't quantify, we can't qualify our claim with any particular evidence. And this is how much I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we see that the masajid are getting less and less in the numbers and the quantity of numbers. We see that the people are turning more and more away from the masajid and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're becoming more and more insular within themselves, or things that benefit them, or the love of the world. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ يُحُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran, that people are attracted to the love of themselves, the love of the dunya, the love of wealth, the love of all of these other things, but they're not truly fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions in the Quran that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. That indeed those who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then also act righteously, I prove their love, express their love, show their love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their recitation of the Quran, in their learning more and more of the deen, in their applying the sunnah and adopting the life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. These true people of love, these true people who love Allah azza wa jal, who maintain their love, who maintain their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah most generous will bestow upon them greater love. And what more do we need? You know, in the world, even if you have no wealth, even if you have a small property, or if you have a small car, none of these things matter as long as you have a loving mother, a loving father, or children who love you, or a loving spouse. These things, the quality of relationship, they mean more than anything else in the world. You'll see people, you will see billionaires and millionaires, and they have no love within their own family, no love within their local, with their immediate family members, and they live a life which is life of hollow, life of sadness. But true contentment and true love and true fulfillment is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your family members love you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows further blessings upon you due to your love. So Allah azza wa jal, to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in Hadith al-Qudsi, he mentions that I and the jinn and mankind are involved in a great matter. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jinn and mankind are involved in a great matter. Naba azim, what is that? I create them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, where they worship objects other than me. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're worshipping another deity, another god apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they also end up worshipping themselves. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. They end up worshipping their own whims and their desires, and they think, no, it's all about me, me, me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about not just other deities, but also objects as well. That they end up focusing their love, their attention and their devotion to other things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal mentions that I shower my bounties on them, but they direct their thanks somewhere else. Whereas my blessings keep descending upon my servants, but their evil deeds keep rising to me. While I draw closer to them with my blessings and my bounties, they distance themselves from me by their disobedience. So ask yourself, really reflect upon this particular hadith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hadith of Qudsi, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, our Lord, and how we should be worshipping solely Allah azza wa jal, directing our devotion and our attention and our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather our hearts are leaning towards, directed towards the dunya and the wealth and fame and power and lust and desires and so many other things, that how we should be truly grateful for all of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the earring, the hearing, the sight, the hands, the limbs, everything that you have, the food, the sustenance, and we should be talking to Allah azza wa jal, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing good deeds so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy further descends upon us, and our good deeds a raise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than our disobedience. So this is the matter, this is the affair between us and Allah azza wa jal and the jinns. So ask yourselves, what is the quality of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what kind of love do you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whereas He is Rahim, He is Ghafoor, He is Haleem, He is Ra'uf, He is Afu, He is Sabur, He is Tawwab, He is Wadud, He is Wali, He is so many things. And He is there waiting for us to express our love, whereas He is constantly showering His love and His mercy upon us in spite of our disobedience, in spite of our transgressions, and in spite of the frailty of our relationship and our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind yourself that Allah azza wa jalla does not need us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the various parts of the Quran mentions that even when we sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِ يَنَالَهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take from the meat or from the blood or from anything else, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see your taqwa, wants to see your love and how you express your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how obedient you are, how sacrificial you are in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how ready you are to give back in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have with Him. Relationships take time to strengthen, take time to grow and build. This is a two-way relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly giving, but what are we doing in return? How are we reciprocating? So remember, always at the forefront of your mind, that Allah azza wa jal does not need us, but rather we need Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us countless opportunities again and again, every single day, to express our love, to express our shukr, to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to express our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah, in our dhikr, in our azkar, in our tawbah, in our istighfar. But in spite of all of these things, we don't get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine somebody showing and expressing their love to you, coming to you every single day, giving you gifts, giving you health, giving you wealth, giving you clothes, giving you everything that you could ever want, and being there for you and listening to you and your du'as and accepting everything and your shortcomings, and then you just constantly ignore them and you still don't know anything about them and you still don't get closer to them. This is a relationship. How much does Allah give? And how close are we to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us can raise our hands and say, I know the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know the ahkamad, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know the prohibition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to do. I know what my objective in my life is. I know how I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love spending time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love just standing, or I love doing ruku, or I love doing sujood. Can we say any of these things? We can't say any of these things because we don't have a qualitative relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. We just take and take and take. We never actually give anything back in return. We are the ones who are distancing ourselves, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly giving us opportunities to get closer and closer and closer to Him. But rather we put our own barriers, or we are distracted by the world, by our own whims and our desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَكْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. But if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one of the ways of you expressing your love is by following wholeheartedly and sincerely the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in your hulya and in your hilya, which is your outer and your inner appearance. And how you express yourself, you will be an embodiment of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and then you will be worthy of receiving the greater love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to you expressing your love for the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, will then forgive you and your sins, because He is the most merciful. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ, that He has given you every single thing that you could ever ask for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what we want, gives us even the things that we don't think of. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes obstacles and difficulties in our way. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserves those du'a to be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنْ تُعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. But if you count the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will never be able to enumerate them and number them. Verily man is given up to injustice and ingratitude. This is what the state of insan is, that we are do zulm upon ourselves. We are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at our relationship even with our mother, our father, or our siblings. In spite of everything that they have done, our teachers, we still say, oh, what has the government ever done for us? What have you ever done for us? We always end up saying these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of all of this, loves us and wants us to be closer to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran gives us so many examples. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Those who truly rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is in love with them. But are you in love with Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbul muhsineen, loves those people who do good, do ihsan upon themselves and other people. But do you do any of that in return? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbul mutatahhirin, loves those people who purify their hearts and their minds and their bodies. Look at these excuses, these opportunities that Allah azza wa jalla is saying, look, you want to receive my love? Just rely upon me. You want to receive my love? Just do good actions. You want to receive my love? Just purify yourself. You want to receive my love? Just do tawbah and turn to me. You want to receive my love? Just be honest and do justice within your actions. You want to receive my love? Have taqwa and tahara. You want to receive my love? Be patient. All of you can do these things. We can do at least one of these things and we can receive the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, then they will be accepted in the dunya, they will be at peace in their grave, and they will be accepted in the hereafter. But imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates you, imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ignores you, imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like you, then where will you succeed in the dunya? Where will you succeed in the grave? Where will you succeed in the hereafter? Nowhere. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He loves all of these people, and therefore we need to be worthy of becoming those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His blessings and His love upon. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam mentions in a hadith that Allah loves to meet those people who love Him. So He is awaiting us. He is awaiting us. And are we ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we ready to show our face and Allah, You gave me all of these things, but this is how I live my life. So we need to become worthy of showing our faces and worthy of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to truly develop our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With the same amount of effort and energy that we exert in maintaining our relationship with our immediate family members, our siblings, our children, our spouses, our family members, that we need to put a far more greater effort and sincerity in our relationship with Allah azza wa jalla, because even your family will run away from you on the day of Qiyamah. Even your own children will run away from you on the day of Qiyamah. But if you truly loved Allah azza wa jalla, then you will be calm and you will be at peace. If you truly love the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and followed him during your lifetime, then you will be with him under his flag on the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, your best of friends and closest of friends and your own family members will run away from you, apart from the people of taqwa, apart from the people of love and tahara, apart from those who truly loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to achieve that in this lifetime.